A pacemaker is a battery-powered device about the size of a pocket watch that sends weak electrical impulses to set a pace so that the heart is able to maintain a regular heartbeat. There are two basic types of pacemakers. Single-chamber pacemakers stimulate one chamber of the heart, either an atrium or, more often, a ventricle. Dual-chamber pacemakers send electrical impulses to both the atrium and the ventricle and pace both chambers. A dual-chamber pacemaker synchronizes the rhythm of the atria and ventricles in a pattern that closely resembles the natural heartbeat. Dual-chamber pacemakers are usually used to treat a slow heart rate. All new pacemakers are rate response or physiologic pacemakers. They can sense when your activity increases and respond by increasing your heart rate. People with atrial fibrillation may require a pacemaker for a variety of reasons. With paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, you may need a pacemaker because you have a fast heart rate during episodes of atrial fibrillation and a slow heart rate when not in atrial fibrillation. These rates may be even slower than normal because of medications used to treat atrial fibrillation. This is called tachybrady syndrome. In this case, you may need a dual-chamber pacemaker to make your heartbeat as normally as possible. After catheter ablation of the atrioventricular node, or AV node, a permanent pacemaker is needed. This pacemaker makes the lower chambers beat at a normal rate. This pacemaker may be a single-chamber pacemaker. Permanent pacemakers are surgically implanted into the chest. The procedure to implant a pacemaker is considered minor surgery. It can usually be done using local anesthesia. The procedure takes about an hour. Permanent pacemakers are powered by batteries. The batteries usually last 5 to 15 years before they need to be replaced. Temporary pacemakers are attached to the heart by a wire threaded through a neck vein, a leg vein, or through the chest wall. Temporary pacemakers are most commonly used for a short time following heart surgery, or when a person is waiting for a permanent pacemaker to be implanted.
What can you expect after it's implanted?
Most people can go home 1 or 2 days after having a pacemaker implanted and can return to normal activities within 2 weeks. You should avoid driving or participating in vigorous physical activity that involves the upper body for several weeks after you have a pacemaker implanted.
Why are pacemakers used?
Historically, pacemakers have been used to treat slow heart rates by sensing whether the heart rate falls below a certain rate and then pacing the heart to increase it to a set rate. But newer rate-responsive pacemakers can alter the heart rate to a faster or slower rate based on your activity. A pacemaker is always needed after destruction of the AV node. The pacemaker is needed to generate a normal heart rhythm.
How well do they work?
Pacemakers stimulate the heart to speed up when it beats too slowly or reset the rate when the heart beats too fast. They can also substitute for the natural pacemaker of the heart, which is called the AV or SA node.
What are the risks?
Few activities interrupt the signals sent by the pacemaker to the heart. Follow your doctor's specific instructions about care and precautions if you have a pacemaker. Risks during the procedure to implant a pacemaker include puncture of the heart, bleeding, difficulty breathing, irregular heart rhythms, infection, blood clot, and pacemaker malfunction, such as wire breaks or sensing problems. When you have a pacemaker, it's important to avoid strong magnetic and electrical fields. The lists below show electrical and magnetic sources and how they may affect your pacemaker. Most medical tests and procedures will not affect your pacemaker, except for MRI, which uses strong magnets. You can safely walk through airport security or anti-theft gates at a normal pace, but do not stand near or lean against them. Before you pass through a metal detector, tell the security guards that you have a pacemaker and show them your device identification card. Your pacemaker may set off a metal detector, but the security archways will not damage the device. If you must be searched, ask the security guard for a hand search. The handheld security wand contains a strong magnet and should not be used. Use the following with caution. Cell phones. Do not carry a cell phone in a pocket directly over the pacemaker. Hold the phone to the ear on the side away from your device. Keep a phone at least 6 inches away from the pacemaker. Also, keep the following devices at least 12 inches away from the pacemaker. arc welders, battery-powered cordless power tools, industrial power generators, magnets, stereo speakers, and radio transmitters, including those used in toys.